Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
John 19:28. All things are now accomplished. The statement is true. All things have been accomplished. The doer of all things is the man Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart has obeyed the commandment set down in the AVB that says, do all things. He has done all things. And the AVB says about the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, doing all things, it says, he has done all things well. The AVB speaks beforehand concerning the man, Tommy L. Hart, and his work. He has done all things well. To hear about all things, go to Lawmaster Archives, blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. In Lawmaster Archives, you will learn of all things. So, mark that statement as true, mark it as fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. And again, the statement is set in John chapter 19, verse 28. All things are now accomplished. That is a major work, a major performance. The Bible has said that the Lord God is the performer of all things, to do all things. All things is the work of the Lord God, and we have found out and we know that the Bible's Lord God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. He fills the bill for God. The man, Tommy L. Hart, fills the bill for the Bible's Lord God. Now, two statements I want to present to you. Two statements. One is true, one is false. The first statement, John chapter 12, verse 49. It says, and the Lord, all caps, is doing the speaking. He says, I have not spoken of myself. The second statement, John chapter 8, verse 18. Lord, all caps, says, I am one that bear witness of myself. The two statements may sound contradictory. In one, he says he has not spoken of himself. And in the other, he says he has given testimony of himself. He has spoken of himself. So which is true? statement is true. The second statement is true. The John 8, verse 18 statement is true. Lord, all caps, hath indeed borne witness of himself. He has given testimony of himself, and we have seen it. I have showed it to you. All right? So, the two statements are a test for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has realized which of those statements is true. The John 12:49 statement, again, Lord All Caps says, I have not spoken of myself. That statement is false. The John 8, verse 8 statement, wherein Lord All Caps says of himself, I am one that bear witness of myself. That statement is the true one. So, the word to Lord All Caps, said in John chapter 8, verse 13, says, thou bearest record of thyself. Lord All Caps has borne witness of himself. He has testified of himself. I have shown to you, the people, Lord All Caps' testimony of himself. And now, you, the people, are witnesses of Lord All Caps testifying of himself. In his giving of testimony concerning himself, Lord All Caps revealed himself. Lord All Caps showed in no uncertain terms that he, Lord All Caps, in the AVB, or rather, let me say this, he has shown in no uncertain terms that Lord in the AVB, written using all capital letters in the AVB, is a title belonging to the papacy. It is a title of the Pope. Other papal titles are His Majesty, His Holiness, His Grace, Father, Holy Father. All those titles are in the AVB. Now, moving forward, we are many episodes into the judgment. The judgment is lengthy. The judgment is weighty. We continue with the judgment now. The judgment is concerning the papacy. It is concerning the Christian church is the head. It concerns the Gentiles, the people of the papacy, the people of the Pope, and the Israelites. The Israelites, the descendants of those black people who were originally cast into captivity under the Gentiles and the papacy. The Israelites live on today, and I have identified the Israelites as those black people still scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. And they are held in captivity. Now we consider the judgment handed down to the papacy and the Gentiles. The title of this episode is Mr. Hart's Work of Eternal salvation. And another word for salvation is deliverance. Mr. Hart's work of eternal deliverance. But the main title is Mr. Hart's work of eternal salvation. John 16, verse 15 says this. Lord, all caps, is doing the speaking, and he speaks about, well, he says this. He shall take off mine and show it to you. That is what I do. And it is very clear that I do that. You see that in my episodes. I take things from the AZB, or rather, I show you things that are in the AZB. Let's put it like that. I'm not stealing anything from Lord All Caps. I show you things that Lord All Caps has said and caused to be written down. He shall take of mine and show it to you. That's what I do. I show you the people things Lord All Caps has written down. I show you things Lord All Caps has done or performed. I show you things belonging to Lord All Caps. You should know who Lord All Caps is. All right? So that is what I do. Mark that statement, John, in John 16, verse 15. Mark that statement as true. Mark it as true and show that the man, Tommy L. Hart, does just that. He shows the people things in the AVB that have come from Lord All Caps. Lord All Caps said it this way. He shall take off mine and show it to you. Okay? So, there's no plagiarizing here on my part. I make it known to you that these things that I show you from Lord All Caps. Okay, so now, on with the judgment. The question, Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Now, let's understand this. What is a judgment? A judgment is a legal decision. That's good enough. A judgment is a legal decision. One handed down by a judge. All right? So we have a statement, the question rather, Luke 10:26. I am asked, what is written in the law? I will show you things written in the law. I will show you the judgment or decisions and statements coming from the judgment. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, the Lord Tommy L. Hart is asked, what seest thou? When you look into the AZB, what do you see? And that is, again, what I do. I show you things that I have seen in the AZB. That's what I do. Whether it be all things, I've showed you all things in AZB. I have showed you Lord All Caps testimony in the AZB. I've shown you many parts of the law already, you know, in the AZB. I've shown you many things. So, with respect to the question set in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, the question, what seest thou? Mark in your notes that the man, Tommy L. Hart, has answered that question. And you can also notate that Lord Tommy L. Hart has seen all things. He has seen the wickedness of the Gentiles. He has seen the judgment handed down to the papacy and the Gentiles. He has seen the plan for the Israelites. Mark those things down. Mr. Hart has seen quite a bit in the AZB, and he has shown you quite a bit. For what he has seen, he shows to the people. Now, Isaiah 3, verse 14 says, the Lord will enter into judgment. Mark that statement down as performed by the man, Tommy L. Hart. He has entered into the judgment. He has become a participant in the judgment. Mark that down as fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart, and show that he has become a participant in the judgment. Isaiah 45, verse 10 asks, what hast thou brought forth? Mark that statement as answered by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart has brought forth all things. He has brought forth the testimony of Lord All Caps. He has brought forth the judgment against the papacy and the Gentiles. He has brought forth salvation of the Israelites. Mark those things down and note that the statement set in Isaiah 45, verse 10 is answered by the man, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 42, verse 1 says, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. I will do that in this broadcast. Psalm 37, verse 6 says, he shall bring forth thy righteousness and judgment. Now, these two statements, in Isaiah 42, verse 1 and Psalm 37, verse 6, are to the Gentiles, okay? The Gentiles are under the law. The Gentiles have a duty to carry out and fulfill and perform the law. In the statement, Psalm 37, verse 6, which says, he shall bring forth thy righteousness and judgment, which righteousness is a reference to the law. Both words, righteousness and judgment, they are a reference to the law, which I am speaking about and will speak about in this episode. The Gentiles' righteousness and judgment is a reference to the law. Okay? The Gentiles' judgment is a matter of record. The record has been preserved. We have the record. The record is preserved in the book, Holy Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, AVB, commonly called King James Version, KJV. The AVB is a law book. The AVB is a book of judgment. The AVB is a book of remembrance. The AVB is a book of records. Okay? It is so good we have the record. And the record is a legal one. Remember, the AVB is a law book. The record is a legal record, okay? Second Samuel chapter 3, verse 39 says, the Lord, all caps, shall reward the doer of evil. Lord, all caps, has rewarded the Gentiles. He has also rewarded himself. Matthew 6, verse 2, Lord, all caps, says, verily I say to you, they have their reward. They're speaking about the Gentiles and their reward. What is their reward? Their reward is the judgment, which I shall show you. And the reward in the what? The reward is in the AVB. It's preserved in the AVB. They have their reward. They have their judgment. Now, Psalm 91, verse 8 says to me, Lord God, behold and see the reward of the wicked. Mark that statement as performed by the man Tommy L. Hart. I will show you the reward of the wicked. I will show you the judgment of the wicked. And I will tell you who the wicked is, or are. The wicked is a reference to the Gentiles and the papacy. The wicked in Psalm 91, verse 8, is a reference to the Gentiles and their leader, the papacy, or, well, let's put it like that, the papacy, okay? Mark that statement as done. It is done. It is fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. I have beheld and I have seen and I have understood the reward of the wicked, knowing that the wicked is a reference to the papacy and the Gentiles. Psalm 81, verse 8, Lord all caps speaks to his people, saying, hear, O my people. Michael 6, verse 1, he says to his people, hear ye now what the Lord all caps says. Now, we know the words all caps. We know that that little phrase is not written in the AVB. But we know why I say or add all caps to the Lord. I do that because there are two laws in the Bible, in the AVB. The AVB speaks of two laws. They are distinguished by the way they are written. One law title is written using all capital letters. So I call that Lord all caps, so you know which one I'm talking about or which one the AVB is speaking of. Other Lord is written in this way, capital L, lowercase ORD. That Lord has been revealed. That Lord is the man Tommy L. Hart, as in the prediction set down in Isaiah chapter 40, which says, the Lord God will come. Well, the Lord God has come. His name is Tommy L. Hart. And as you see, he fulfills commandments. He carries out commandments that have come down from Lord All Caps. And he answers questions that have been asked by Lord All Caps. Now, moving on. So, make sure you understand the two laws in the Bible. The Bible makes it very clear that there are two, even in the way that they are written. One, written using all capital letters. The other, written in this manner, capital L, lowercase ORD. Now, so the Gentiles are commanded to hear, O my people. They are commanded to hear ye now what Lord All Caps says. In Romans 7, verse 1, I want to read that statement, and I'm going to try to go a little bit faster. Romans 7, verse 1, says this. Lord All Caps says, I speak to them that know the law. Okay? The Gentiles know the law. They have the law. They have their reward. The reward is in the AVB. Okay? Lord All Caps makes it clear, I speak to them that know the law. And he says, the law has dominion over a man as long as he liveth. The law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. The Gentiles are not above the law. The Gentiles are under this law. Okay? Now, he speaks to the Gentiles. He speaks to them that know the law. I speak to them that know the law, and in Romans 11, verse 13, Lord All Caps says, I speak to the Gentiles. Okay? He makes it very clear. And we know who the Gentiles are. The Gentiles are, they are called Europeans, many of them call themselves now white people. The Gentiles are those people who conspired and brought down the Lord God and brought down his people. They conspired to take out the Lord God, and they conspired to take down his people, and they have cast the remnant of his people that they did not kill. They cast them into captivity, and of course, those people were forced to reproduce and reproduce and all like that, and we still have descendants of those original Israelites who were cast into captivity, and their descendants are still in captivity to this day. Now, and the law addresses that. Moving on. So we know who is doing the talking. We know who he's talking to. Now, this is the law that was handed down to the Gentiles. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Let the wicked forsake his way. The wicked have been identified. Behold and see the reward of the wicked. He speaks to the Gentiles. He speaks to them that know the law. Let the wicked forsake his way. What is the way of the wicked? What is the way of the Gentiles? Their way is, one way of theirs is that of Christianity. Christianity is a way of the Gentiles. That's not debatable. Okay? Now, the judgment. Let the wicked forsake his way. The papacy, Lord Allcaps has said in the AVB, Exodus 9:27, he has said, I and my people are wicked. That's what Lord Allcaps has testified. He and his people, he says, are wicked. So we know who the wicked in the AVB are. We know who they are. Let the wicked forsake his way. And we know the way of the wicked, the way of the papacy, the way of the Gentiles, Christianity. Let the wicked forsake his way. Easy to understand words. That's a judgment. That is a judgment against the wicked. That is a judgment against the Gentiles and the papacy and their way of Christianity. Let the wicked forsake his way, the way of the papacy, the way of the Pope, however you want to put it. We know what is being said. We know, we understand who is being said to, and we understand that this is a judgment that the Gentiles have the responsibility of fulfilling, that the Gentiles and the papacy have a responsibility of fulfilling, forsaking their way of Christianity. Moving on. Yes, Exodus 9:27, the Lord all caps says, he testifies against himself and his people. He admits the truth. He says, quote, I and my people are wicked, end quote. Now, Joshua 24:23. Now, therefore, Lord all caps is talking to his people. Now, therefore, put away, said Lord all caps, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Okay, put away the strange gods that are among you. Give them up. Give up. Renounce. Okay, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. Who is that? Lord God of Israel is a reference to the man Tommy L. Hart. All right. Now, Lord all caps speaks about the wicked. He speaks about the men of the papacy and the clergy. He says in Ezekiel 11, verse 2, these are men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel. 2 Timothy 3, verse 8 goes on. Speaking about them, saying they are men who resist the truth. They are men of corrupt minds. These things are so true. Christian clergy, papacy, priests included, they resist the truth. They resist Bible truth. They resist the truth. And the Bible says they are men of corrupt mind. They are men that devise mischief, and they give wicked counsel. Let the wicked forsake his way. Put away the strange gods that are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. First Kings, in Matthew 27, verse 22, the question is asked, what shall I do then with Jesus? Listen to me carefully. The question, what shall I do then with Jesus? What says the law? The law says, let the wicked wicked forsake his way, the way of Christianity, the teaching concerning Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his way. His way is evil. Well, he just said the papacy and the clergy they devise mischief. They give wicked counsel. They are people who resist the truth, and they are people of corrupt minds. That's very bad, isn't it? It's sure not good. Okay, but the law is good. The law is good. So what shall I do then with Jesus? The question is already answered in the judgment. Let the wicked forsake his way, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself. Give up, forsake, put away, therefore, the strange gods that are among you. Put away means to give up, renounce. Okay? Now, I am showing you that which is written in the law, per Luke 10:26. Psalm 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Jeremiah 26:13, therefore now, Gentiles and papacy, amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord, thy God. Isaiah 61:1, proclaim liberty to the captives, Gentiles. Proclaim liberty to the captives, the Israelites. Luke 4:18, preach, and another word for that is advocate the deliverance of the captive Israelites. Advocate deliverance of the Israelites. Ezekiel 25:3, hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word of the Lord God. Lord God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. That's a part of the judgment that the Gentiles have the responsibility of fulfilling. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we reconcile to God. This is all handed down to the Gentiles. God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. Job 22:21, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. The law to the Gentiles coming down. Genesis 31:16, now then, whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Very simple, isn't it? John 2:5, whatsoever he says to you, do it. The Gentiles are to consider, they are to hear, they are to turn their ear, their attention to the man, Thomas L. Hart, and what he says they are supposed to do. They are supposed to do what Lord Arcas has said in the judgment. Is that clear? Okay, now, I have done that, spoken in John 16:15, saying, he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. I show you things, Lord Arcas has said. Now, these things are, this is the law that pertains to the captive Israelites. Listen, what the law says. Liberty to the captives. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Listen to this. Romans 11:26. Israel shall be saved. Isaiah 45:17. Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. With an everlasting salvation. Jeremiah 23:8. They, the Israelites, shall dwell in their own land. That's the law, people. Whether the Israelites like it or not, that's the law. They shall dwell in their own land. Israel shall be saved. Daniel 11:36, that is determined shall be done. That is determined that the Gentiles are to do shall be done, says the law. And that is determined pertaining to the Israelites. The law says that is determined shall be done. It is determined that Israel shall be saved with an everlasting salvation. It is determined that the Israelites shall dwell in their own land. Ezekiel 25:3, hear the word of the Lord God. Jeremiah 23:4, they shall fear no more, the Israelites, nor be dismayed. neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord, all caps. This is the law. That is determined shall be done. The thing, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. That which is done is that which shall be done. The thing that has been is that which shall be. What has been before the Gentile invasion, the Israelites grew up in their own land. That shall be, so the law says, they shall again dwell in their own land. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21, their nobles or rulers shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. They shall be, the Israelites shall be in their own land. They shall have autonomy. They shall be under the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ezekiel 34:28, they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. This is the law. Exodus 14:15, speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Israelites, you're listening to me. Trust the law. Understand AVB content. You get that understanding from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You get that understanding from his Lawmaster Archives, blogtalkradio.com/Lawmaster. I have shown to you judgment pertaining to the, and having been handed down to the Gentiles, and I've shown you judgment with regard to the Israelites. The work of eternal salvation. Join me next time.